WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
When Robert B. Parker was in graduate school, he wrote his dissertation on Dashiell Hammett and Raymond Chandler. Since 1973, he's been writing his own detective novels. His private eye, Spencer, was spun off into his own TV series. The series is over, but Parker has just come out with his 17th Spencer novel called Stardust. Critic Maureen Corrigan has this review.
Stardust reminds me of those Christmas letters I sometimes get from distant relatives. You know, the ones that update you on a year in the life of Cousin Betty, her husband, and the twins. In each new Spencer novel, Robert Parker reacquaints his readers with Spencer's friends, lovers, and clients. This alternative family that Parker is constructing has always distinguished Spencer from other hard-boiled detectives who are usually alienated loners. But the problem with Stardust is that Spencer's family has grown to the size of a kibbutz. By the time we've caught up on all their lives, there's hardly any room left here for a mystery. Spencer fans will be happy to know that his adopted son, Paul Jacquemin, is teaching ballet in France, and that his lover, Susan Silverman, is teaching psychology at Harvard. The grave of his ex-lover, Candy Sloan, is well tended. Hawk, who functioned as Spencer's ruthless id in the early novels, has turned into a real softie. His toughest job in Stardust is to babysit three dogs. Spencer's lesbian feminist friend, Rachel Wallace, has sent him a bottle of scotch and, well, you get the picture. What's happened to the danger, the paranoia, the violence? Stardust begins when Spencer is hired to protect an alcoholic, nymphomaniac TV star from a deranged fan. Dead bodies mount up, and so do the standard detective story similes. When Spencer enters a California hotel lobby full of people dressed in Armani sportswear, he says he feels like a rhinoceros at a petting zoo. As this sentence indicates, Stardust is middling Parker. Not as pathetic as Catskill Eagle, but nowhere near as compelling as Early Autumn. The end of the novel does pack in some of the suspense the earlier chapters lack, but something's been going wrong with the Spencer series for a while now. Again, I think the problem lies with what's happening, or not happening, with Spencer's extended family. Parker has told interviewers that plots aren't as important to him as relationships. This emphasis places him squarely in the tradition of hard-boiled masters like Dashiell Hammett and Raymond Chandler, who never worried much about plots either, but concentrated on the mood and social vision of their novels. But Spencer's long-term relationships have stagnated. The lazy repartee of Spencer and Susan in particular reminds me of William Powell and Myrna Loy limping through those last Thin Man movies. My suggestion to Parker is to let his characters grow old. Spencer was in the Korean War. He has to be in his 50s. He should be feeling winded after those workouts in Henry Simoli's gym. And Susan, she's postmenopausal, but still clinging to her girlish figure by nibbling dry lettuce leaves for lunch. Let the woman eat and grow a few gray hairs. Agatha Christie is the only mystery writer I've read who's tracked some of her detective characters into old age. Given his interests, Parker could also do a great job of having his characters confront the ultimate opponent, mortality. Maybe the aging process could rejuvenate the Spencer series.
Maureen Corrigan teaches at Georgetown University. One of her classes is on the detective novel. She reviewed Stardust by Robert Parker.